The U.S. attorney in Massachusetts has taken action in the case of Amy Bishop, the former Massachusetts woman charged with killing three colleagues in Alabama. U.S. attorney Carmen Ortiz has decided to review a 1993 case involving Bishop here. Back then, Bishop and her husband were questioned in the attempted pipe bombing of a Harvard professor that Amy Bishop worked with. No one was ever charged in that case. Meantime, as we've been hearing repeatedly over the past 2 weeks, a second Massachusetts case involving Amy Bishop is leading to finger-pointing in Braintree, where Bishop shot and killed her brother Seth in 1986, a death that was ruled accidental. WBUR's Fred Tice went to Braintree yesterday and has this report.
Two Braintree police officers disarmed and arrested Amy Bishop after she shot her brother. They brought her to the station. Lieutenant James Sullivan was on duty. Frank McGee, the lawyer for one of the arresting officers, Ronald Sonalmini, says Lieutenant Sullivan advised Bishop of her rights and started a conversation with her. She tried to tell him the shooting was an accident.
But while this is going on, in the station comes storming her mother. And she's in a very loud voice saying, "Where's John V? I want to see John V."
John V was Police Chief John V. Polio.
And she walks down the corridor towards the chief's office. In the meantime, Sullivan gets a call and says to Ronnie, "The chief says no charges, let her go."
But Chief Polio, now retired and still living in Braintree, says it didn't happen that way.
Never have I spoken to the mother or the daughter, Amy, that day or any days from there on to today. Seen them or spoken to them.
Polio says it was two of his captains who spoke to Bishop's mother and determined that the shooting was accidental.
But as I say, at that time, I had no knowledge of the release. I didn't order the release. I didn't tell anybody to release her.
Did you think that she was still being held in the jail?
Truthfully, I had gone home after that, and I thought she, well, as it turned out, they had turned her over. At some point, I heard that, to the mother.
But McGee, the lawyer for Officer Sonalmini, doesn't buy it.
I know one thing, and I've been around cops long enough. No lieutenant is going to make that kind of call on his own. No captain's going to make that kind of call.
In Braintree yesterday, it was clear that people don't have confidence in the way police handled the case, but they were reluctant to talk about it openly. All over town, at the Council on Aging, at the lumberyard, at the hardware store, and at three popular coffee shops, people did not want their opinions on the radio. At the Olympic Diner on Washington Street, the main street, Paula Bramwell was willing to go on the record to express what others would only say off the record. Bramwell lived around the corner from the Bishops. She says in 1986, Braintree was run by an old boy network.
I do feel like they thought we had a great town and nothing ever happened, and they sort of played things down a lot. I just seem to remember it being brushed off as being an accident, and that was that, and it was over and done.
But of course, the Amy Bishop story was not over and done that day. 24 years later, people in Braintree are wondering if her colleagues in Alabama might be alive today had a more thorough investigation of her brother's shooting been done back then. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.